Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Marchant. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars. We're bringing them to you today here on the C2P platform, Apple Music, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, all opportunities to download and listen to these featured guests at your leisure. And today we're going to be starting with the Mr. Versatility of Wagner. It's none other than Ben Sikowski. Ben, welcome to the program. How's the day treating you?
Hey, how you doing, Bo, man? Thank you for having me, by the way. And today so far is good. I just got done working out. I just got home and called in to say what's up.
You know what? We're in draft mode. We'll be preparing to leave for Indianapolis next week. But in the meantime, and even in Indy, we're going to try to get as many interviews as we can. And we were excited to get you on. Before we get into the nooks and crannies of what make you a 2020 NFL draft prospect, you just said you got done training. Where are you training, and are you done with school? And just kind of take us through what a typical day is like for you as you prepare for this next level.
I am done with school. And I've been training at the FAST facility in Monroe Township under the guy who trains me. His name is Jeff Hills. He's a good dude. And then all my footwork and running routes and drills and all that I've been doing with a guy named Cody High I grew up with around here. He's older than me. He's a good dude. He's been training like, he's like the Manalapan football guru kind of type of thing. So he's got people from all over our town going to him. And seriously, and he's a real good man. And I've been training with him, doing all my routes. And then all pro day specifics is at Monroe Township with my guy Jeff Hills, you know, like my 225, my vert, my broad, all that stuff, all that good stuff. And a typical day is pretty busy, you know. I just got done training. And then at 4, I'm going to see my guy Cody to go run my routes. And on the days I can work because I need money here and there, I do. And I've just been focused on training, really. That's my main thing right now.
And I'm glad you brought all that up because people just think, you know, you show up and you do your pro day or you have a workout and all the time and effort that goes into this. For you, I mean, growing up, Pop Warner, Pee Wee days, were you always a better athlete, more athletically gifted than all the other kids?
Actually, surprisingly, no. I used to not even really like football growing up. I dabbled with it here and there, never really liked it, and I never really played a lot. And I tried out for my freshman year of football, and I ended up actually fracturing my L5-S1 vertebrae in my back. And I got surgery. I didn't play football again until my senior year of high school, and that's when, like, things took off. I ended up starting both ways. We won states. I scored in states, and I got my an offer from Wagner College 2 weeks before signing day. So I was a late bloomer, I think, you know. And I honestly think I haven't even hit my full potential yet because I only had these past 4 seasons at Wagner to get better, you know. I mean 5 seasons. I took my 15th.
And for you, Ben, I mean, I'm so intrigued, you know, when I knew you were coming on and, I was trying to do some research and just touch up on, find, you know, what you bring to the table. I mean, they use you in so many ways. I mean, for you, as you kind of, you know, you're getting, you know, you said, you know, you're doing your footwork, you're training, you know, with different guys, you're doing all this work. But there's so many opportunities. I mean, just say if you go into your pro day, just say you wake up the morning of your pro day and you're like, damn it, I'm going to be a tight end in the National Football League. And a scout's like, hey, can you do some linebacker drills? Is that just a weird thing in the back of your mind? You're like, oh, man, I got to go this route. I know you want to and you would, but it's just a weird thing to think about.
Well, yeah, it is because the last 3 years of football I've been playing, you know, tight end and fullback, mostly fullback. This last season I got to do more tight end stuff and line up, you know, the true eye position and do outside zone blocking and doubles carried up to the Mike linebacker or zip linebacker, whoever it was, you know. I mean, put me a linebacker or something, I don't think I had that big of an issue because I've never played it, and it's a cool position. You know, you're the brains of the defense. So I wouldn't mind it, I don't think. As long as I get to play football, to be honest, I don't care.
Awesome stuff. Yeah. Once again, Wagner standout. Ben Sikowski joining us here on the C2P, talking a little NFL draft to find out what this young man brings to the next level. So you arrive at Wagner, you start doing your thing. When do you get the realistic sense that what you're doing on a Saturday can allow you to have an opportunity, you know, to make it in the National Football League? I mean, their coaches kind of, you know, keep chirping in your ear, you know, Ben, you keep doing this. We like what you see. Do you get some great games against great opponents? Kind of when does that really sink in for you?
Probably my senior year, because that's when I, really started playing a lot. And I ended up wanting to take my fifth year because I knew I needed more film. I knew I needed more time to keep working on my craft. And so probably my senior year, I would say, is when things started going in that direction, you know?
And then you made the most out of it. We ask all the guys that come on the show, I mean, if you're in the film room with these scouts, what do you think they're going to love about, you know, what you bring to, I guess, that H-back, fullback, tight end position, and what are they going to be enamored with where they want to bring you aboard the 53-man roster?
Well, probably mentality. I think I'm an aggressive football player. I'm more of a old-fashioned, old-time fullback, you know, like those hard-nosed, you know, do the dirty work type of guys, you know. So a lot of fullbacks now are switching to me more and more of athletic and all. And I'm not saying I'm not athletic, but I have that mean attitude, I think, you know, on the field. Off the field, I'm a nice guy, but on the field, you know, that's business, you know. So I think that I'm an aggressive player. And that's great to have on, you know, special teams. I would love to be on all special teams, you know.
Definitely. How about this one? I mean, what goes unnoticed? I mean, again, these scouts, they're watching film. What are all the things that benefit you as a prospect that they can't see? Maybe a weight room warrior, film junkie, team captain. Maybe the system you ran at Wagner didn't allow you to maybe catch more balls or do more in-line blocking as a tight end. I mean, what are some of the things that these guys need to know if they're listening in?
Well, that's funny you brought that up, that I could have ran more routes and caught more stuff. Wagner limited me with that. You know, I don't think they used me to my full potential. I could have ran more posts and corners and basics and stuff like that. I could have got the ball more. You know, I was 5 for 7. I caught the ball 7 times. I was 5 for 7 on first downs. So I feel like I could have helped my offense more, you know. So that, and then the other thing I would say that NFL scouts wouldn't know about me is that during practice, I'm very vocal. I don't shut up. I'm hooting and hollering, whether it's a good play or a bad play, you know, just trying to keep the, you know, if my defense makes a good play, I'm telling them that it wasn't a good play. You know, like I'm on my offensive side, you know, chirping, trying to keep the flow of practice going, you know. And that's probably the biggest thing I would say is that I feel like I'm a good on-the-field, you know, asset, not only playing-wise but vocally-wise, you know, just to get in people's heads and ears and keep people working hard and keep the competition up, you know.
Definitely, man. There's always going to be that igniter, the guy that kind of sets the tone and keeps everybody on their toes. And we're talking to one of them. One again, Ben Sikowski here on the C2P, talking about what he brings to the next level as he prepares for the 2020 NFL draft. This is a cliche question, but we always ask it. I think it helps the audience to kind of get a better idea of maybe who you are and what you bring. Do you get comparisons to anybody at the next level, or are there guys that you kind of try to put into your own game that you really appreciate?
Well, the guy, my favorite, like, fullback, H-back right now is Kyle Juszczyk, if I pronounce his last name correct. The way the 49ers use him, it's so unique. And I feel like he completely changes their offense. Their offense would be completely different without him. He does everything, you know. So, like, he's a guy that I would want to replicate and try to be like. Unless if a team just wants me to be, you know, like a hard-nosed, like, James Devlin fullback from the Patriots or – even the Giants, they use Penny, I'm pretty sure it is. They just use him as a power guy, you know. So, but Kyle Juszczyk is a guy I would really want to be like, you know.
Definitely. I mean, and you're talking with Kyle Shanahan and that 49ers offense runs. They have a lot of that throwback into him, you know. I during the season where I was calling them like the Miami Dolphins, like Jim Kick, Mercury Morris, and Zonka, you know, they had all those running backs doing their thing. They implemented the fullback in awesome ways. And, you know, and showing my age, but, you know, when I was growing up, I mean, you couldn't look at an NFL backfield and not identify with the one key fullback. I mean, everybody had one, and not only did they have one, but, you know, they were key pieces to what that team was doing on a day, week in, week out basis. And But again, game has changed. But again, it's nice to see that, you know, some of these, I guess, throwback positions, if you will, still can be very valuable if used in the right way. And hopefully that benefits you as you make your path. Pro day at Wagner, or do you have to go somewhere else to kind of, you know, get your workouts in? I know sometimes, you know, not all schools can, you know, have a pro day in terms of if the scouts are going to come, but is that already set up for you?
Yeah, it's March 10th at Wagner, 7 a.m. Last year we did it at Columbia, but this year it's back at Wagner, which is pretty cool.
Nice. So you said March 5th?
No, March 10th.
March 10th. Okay. Well, that's nice. You know, I'm not going to lie, Ben, and because you're on the program, and if like anything past the 15th, I would be so anxious to just get it done. Like, I'd want to wake up right now and do it.
You know
what I mean? Because I just want to get after it. Some of these guys come on, and, you know, they're like, when's your pro day? Like, you know, March 22nd. I'm like, wow, that's too much. And plus, you got to keep – not that you're not going to, you know, not that you're going to go on a chicken wing festival and tour, you know, Jersey. But, I mean, you know what I mean? But, you know, it's just a chance to excel and kind of refocus. So, I mean, but again, so we'll be looking out for you on the 10th of March. You what?
Yeah. I said I was agreeing with you. I said this is all I think about. Every day I wake up and I'm like, oh, my God. It's funny, too. They just changed it from the 23rd of March 2 days ago. The NFL just changed it to the March 10th. So you actually hit it right on the head. And you're right. That's all I think about every day. So it's stressful. You know, I'm stressing myself out. Not in a bad way. I love it. But it's all I'm thinking about every day.
Definitely. And, you know, my only advice, Ben, is, I mean, is it important? Hell yes, it's important. I've seen guys with pro days at pro days where, you know, if you turn the heads, you're going to get the attention. But nonetheless, I mean, just take it in stride. You're doing all the work now. It's just kind of like game preparation.
Yep.
You know your cadence, so just do the same thing. Ben, before we run out of time, we do like to have some fun with our guests. We call it three and out, a few off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with those?
All right. Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Okay, how about the first one? Take us inside that Wagner locker room. Who had the most bizarre nickname and how'd they get it?
Most bizarre nickname? There wasn't many. I had a nickname. Mine was Sizz. That's about it. I don't know about anybody else that had a nickname. Mine was Sizz because my last name is Sikowski, and everyone thought it was Sizzkowski. So as a friend, I was on campus for probably less than 2 weeks, but my name was officially Sizz for the next 4.5 years, you know? So I had that, and I don't think anybody else really had a nickname. Kids have came and went. I can't recall their names maybe right now, but that was mine.
Fair enough.
The first 10 days.
Really?
Yeah, literally. I was a running back at the time. I was in the running back office, and that's what he ended up saying. And everybody loved it. Like, oh, I like that. And that was it, man. People didn't even know my first name for a very long time.
Really?
Yeah, wow. That was literally my name.
I guess it happens, I guess. But, yeah, I mean, that's kind of a funny – I mean, funny, but nonetheless, you know, what it is. How about this one? Week of the draft, the weekend, 23rd, 24th, 25th. I assume that's Saturday. You might be watching TV with family and friends. If that is the case, who's the best cook in your family and what meal do you kind of want to have ready to kind of celebrate that weekend?
My grandma. My mother's a great cook too, but, you know, who did she learn it from? She learned it from my grandma, and she is the best. She makes the best lasagna in the world. I could eat that every day. And it's the same meal, but it's just so good, I'd be able to continue eating, you know? So I'd say my grandmother and lasagna, maybe some wings for my mom or something. I have a lot of good – my mother raised 4 boys, so she's cooked a lot, you know, throughout her time.
Right. You know what? I'm glad you said that. I had a question lined up, but I'm going to switch gears. I'm going to switch gears because you just said you got 3 siblings. They're all brothers. When was the last time that mom or dad had to separate you guys because you guys got too competitive about something?
Too competitive. The last time there was a big incident in my house is actually me and my younger brother. My younger brother was being a jerk. He ended up crashing my dad's car, and I called him out. I said, you were texting. He didn't believe me, and he ended up admitting to it, and he wouldn't leave my room. And I told him, I said, Dale, you better get out of my room before I hurt you. And he wouldn't listen. He's sitting up against my desk. And I said, Dale, I'm going to hurt you, man. Get out of my room. He wouldn't. So I ended up just – I threw him into my door frame trying to throw him out of my room. And he just nailed the door frame and laid on the ground. And I was like, oh, here we go. My parents are pissed. They're like, what the hell is wrong with you? You're so much stronger than him. You can't be doing that. But that's the last time we got rowdy. Growing up, it was bad, though. There were so many stories I could tell you growing up. Because there's four of us, man. You know, boys will be boys. My parents have always said that. And we were boys. We were wild. Yeah, but
man,
that's
I wish we had
summer.
More time. Like, you know what? We might schedule it for next week and just call it the trials and tribulations of the Tchaikovsky brothers. But you know what I mean?
We'll
kind of delve into that.
There's a million stories.
I love it, man. Hey, we appreciate you. We're almost out of time. But, hey, man, we like to stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and keep doing what you're doing.
All right. I like that. Yeah, thank you. God bless you too, man.
No problem at all. Once again, Ben Tchaikovsky, he's standing out for Wagner. I tell you what, did he get the day going or what? I mean, gosh, this kid was fantastic. And obviously the skill set's there to get the eyes from that next level upon him. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.